one's nature. Prithu Maharaj simply wanted the grains and seeds, and he used Swayambhuva Manu to become the calf. Mother Earth, in the form of a cow, she admitted that you come in the form, you present me a calf and I will provide. Because the cow gives for the sake of the calf, but everybody else benefits. Cow gives milk for the sake of the calf, calf only drinks a little bit, but the rest of the milk is used for human beings. So that is the nature of the cow. That is the nature of Mother Earth. She present a calf, approach me in a proper way, I will provide. So then Prithu Maharaj made Swayambhuva Manu into a calf. And he got the grains and seeds and all the wealth of Mother Nature. That was his need to establish the principle of sacrifice, yajna. And then different creatures came and to fulfill their needs. Like Brihaspati was made a calf by the sages, because he is the best of the sages. So best of the community was made into a calf, and their needs were fulfilled. And what was their need? Their need was to control their senses. The demigods made Indra into a calf. And what was their need from the Mother Earth? Somaras, nectar. And this verse is describing the demon. What is their need? Their need is intoxicants. The demigods, the devas, thrive on nectar, and the demons thrive on intoxicants. And Mother Earth provided those intoxicants for them, like alcohol and other such intoxicating beverages. That comes from the earth. So in this way, Prithu Maharaj established the proper standard of receiving things, receiving the gifts from Mother Earth for the sake of the prosperity of different communities. The needs are not the same. Like, if the needs are according to one's nature. Those who are in the mode of goodness, the demigods, their need is in the mode of goodness. Those who are in the mode of passion, rather, I would say demigods are not exactly in the mode of goodness. The rishis are in the mode of goodness. The sages are in the mode of goodness. And their need was according to their nature. And it was provided by Mother Nature. And the demigods are in the mode of passion. And their needs are rather passion and goodness. Their needs were provided by Mother Earth. The demons, they are in the mode of passion and ignorance. Passion in ignorance. And their needs were also provided by the demons. I mean, according to their demoniac nature, by Mother Earth. And according to their nature, their activities also have been prescribed. The demigods' activities is to give. And the demons' activities to restrain their senses. Jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rashtihari Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. So in this way, different living entities have their different nature. And accordingly, their activities have been prescribed and their necessities have been prescribed, just according to nature. And Varnashram means to be engaged in our activities according to our propensities. And then it becomes easy, then it becomes joyful. But when the Varnashram is not there, then people become engaged for other purposes. Like in Varnashram, it is according to one's propensity and tendency. Like those who are in the mode of goodness, they have been engaged in a certain way, and being engaged in that way, they feel happy. The people in the mode of passion become engaged in a certain way, they feel happy doing what they have been asked to do, and so forth. But when the Varnashram system is not there, then some other factor, some other consideration becomes the motivation for the activities. And as a result of that, they are not happy, they suffer. Like in today's society, people are not engaged according to their propensity, not according to their nature, but people are engaged in different activities for the sake of money. The criteria is money, not whether one likes to do or not. The consideration is how much money I have. Oh, this job will fetch me more money, let me go for that. And as a result of that, no one is happy. Everyone is suffering. Because they may get money, but it doesn't fulfill their inner cravings, which is set according to their characteristics, according to the modes. So this is how the whole society today has become so misdirected. Now to rectify that situation, Prabhupada has given this ISKCON movement. Prabhupada has created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we have to bring in the right understanding and educate people with the right information and engage people according to the right, according to their propensity. And the ultimate objective should be not just sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice. The sacrifice, initial concept of sacrifice, yajna, is to please the demigods. But the ultimate consideration of yajna is to please Krishna. This point can be explained in this way, that if the yajna or offering it to the demigods is like giving the tax, paying the bills, two different departments in the government. But the different departmental heads collect the funds. But then what do? They offer it to the king, the head of the state. And he decides what's to be done, because he is the ultimate consideration for collection. So initial stage of yajna is for the sake of the demigod's pleasure. But when the demigods receive those gifts, what do? They don't keep it themselves. They offer it to Krishna. And that's a devotee, like he's a via medium. Via medium. He is not holding, like the departmental heads. They're collecting the money but not spending it themselves. They're just offering it to the central treasury. And from there they get the budget. They offer everything to the head of the state, and then the head of the state gives them the necessary budgets for them to spend to fulfill their purposes. So similarly, demigods are actually the departmental heads, but the supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna. And everything ultimately is meant for him. So when you offer it directly to him, there is no need to go through the via medium of the demigods. We can directly go to Krishna, especially when Krishna is giving us that opportunity. In other ages, Krishna did not give that opportunity to have direct access to him. But in Kali Yuga, he gave that opportunity. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam. Come directly to me. Mam ekam sharanam. then I will ahantuan sarvapapibhyo mokshayishya. So that is the ultimate consideration of yajna. The ultimate consideration of yajna is jat karosi, jad asnasi, jad yuhasi, dadasi yajna. That is the ultimate consideration of yajna. The ultimate consideration of yajna, then again, in this age of Kali, is sankirtan yajna. We don't have to offer grains in the sacrificial fire. If we do it, it's well and good, but if we, even if we can't do that, doesn't matter. A special yajna for this age is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. You just chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and everything will be provided by Krishna. And we are seeing that time and time again how it happens. Recently I had an experience. In Ujjain there was an acute water shortage. I mean, it became actually world news. When I go to different countries and when they hear that I'm from Ujjain, oh, because there had been so much broadcasting in the TV that the scarcity of water in Ujjain. And so when that happened, the district magistrate came and met with me, and I mean, he came to meet me and he told me about the crisis, that there is going to be an acute water shortage because the reservoir of water that they have for the city supply, it dried out only in April, not April, early, say late March, it dried out. So rain wouldn't be there until July. So that meant April, May, June and half of July, or practically end of July. So 4 months without water, no proper supply of water. So I told him that the water actually comes by the mercy of the Lord. So if we do the Sankirtan Yajna, the Lord will provide. So, and then I proposed that let's have a 3-day Harinam. And we did that, we arranged. He was very supportive, and the newspaper came and we had a press conference and a big publicity was there. And so we had a 3-day long Sankirtan. Right in front of the temple we made a big pandal, blocked the road, and we had 3-day long Kirtan, non-stop, 24-hour, 72-hour long Kirtan. And then some of them were asking, they were expecting that right after the 3rd day there would be torrents of rain. And in the middle, the press people came and asked me, do you think because of that there will be rain? I said, I don't care. I don't know whether it will come in the form of rain, whether it will come from the top or whether it will come from the bottom. But the point is, the Lord will supply. And then the acute shortage was there. And sometimes people came and said that, oh, you said that that will happen, this will happen, didn't happen. Then my question to them was, did you come and participate in the Sankirtan? You did not. And you know what the reality was? That everywhere there was acute shortage. But in our temple, there was no shortage. We had 3 wells. Those 3 wells were full of water. And I literally saw, when I told the press, I kind of casually told them, whether the water comes from the top or the bottom, that's not the consideration. The consideration is that the Lord will provide. And so then, not only we had sufficient supply, we had so much water that every day we are giving out about 25 to 30 tankers of water to the city. So this is how Krishna actually responds. Krishna reciprocates. And another thing that happened is, there was one village which is about 14 kilometers away from Ujjain city. And those village people came. Practically the whole village came. That person who leads them, he's a school teacher. He's also like the landlord of that area. And he's a school teacher and he's very well respected. So because he has become a devotee, they are also following him. And he reported that after their village people participated, and when they went back in their village there was rain, and their village didn't have any scarcity of water. So we see, like, our temple didn't have any scarcity. Even at the driest condition, we had enough water. So much so that we could provide 25 to 30 tankers. You know those big trucks with the tanks? We had been supplying 30 tankers every day to the village. And the water would go down. Sometimes it would go down to 1 foot or 2 foot, just water. And the temple president Ganga Narayan would be in anxiety. Oh, what will happen if the water dries out? But next morning you would see that the water level went up again. So this is how Krishna actually reciprocates and increases our faith. This is the way to do. This is how to act. You render devotional service, Krishna will reciprocate. And as a result of that, our faith will become established. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prahlada Maharaj, though born in a demon's family, he is a great devotee of the Lord. Now, whereas grains and herbs are required for sustaining life, liquor and beer are not required for sustaining the life. So when Prahlada Maharaj was transformed into a cow, why he cooperated in extracting the liquor and beer from Mother Earth by playing the role of the cow?
Because that is their nature. You see, the demoniac nature means those who are in the mode of ignorance, they need that. Just like a tiger needs meat. It's his nature. And by the, Krishna made that arrangement. According to one's nature, he will get whatever he wants, whatever he needs. Just as a person in a mode of goodness will act in a certain way, person in a mode of ignorance will act in another way. Right? Like a cow will act in a certain way, and dog will act in another way, a lion will act in another way. So Mother Nature provides. Well, if that is your constitution, fine. Take, drink. But don't stay in that situation, that's the thing. Become elevated. The purpose of Tamasic Tantra is actually to elevate from ignorance to passion, passion to goodness, and from goodness to transcendental goodness. And Prahlad Maharaj, because he is born in a demoniac family, he has been born for some reason also in that family. That has been described in Hari Bhakti Vilas. In his previous life, Prahlad Maharaj acted in a certain way, and as a result of that, he had to take birth in a demoniac family. But although he took birth in a demoniac family, he did something also in his previous life, like worship, unconsciously fasted on Nrisimha Chaturdasi, cleaned the temple, and stayed up the whole night. As a result of that, although born in a demoniac family, he became a devotee of Nrisimha. But because of the Agyata Sukriti. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi.